प्रभु तब पद जुगे मोर निवेदन सुख विद्या धन दोन नहीं मागी देह सुख विद्या धन दोन नहीं मागी स्वर्ग आरो मोक्ष नहीं मागी বিভূতির লাগি না করি প্রার্থনা নিজ কর্ম গুণ দোষে যে যে জন্ম পাই নিজ জন্মে জন্মে যেন তব নাম গুণ গাই জন্মে জন্মে যেন তব নাম গুণ গাই এক মাত্র আশা মম তোমার চরণে ভক্তি হৃদে জাগে অনুক্ষণী অহে তুকি ভক্তি হৃদে বিষয়ে যে প্রীতি এবে আছো আমার প্রীতি হও চরণী তোমার সেই মত প্রীতি হও বিপদে সম্পদে তাকুক সম ভাবে স্বর্গে বাণী রয়ে তব ভক্তি রহু ভক্তি বিনোদ হৃদয়ে তব ভক্তি another song written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur is about the same prayer prabhu tava pada juge mor nivedana nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana dana oh lord this is my prayer at your lotus feet I am not asking for my bodily comfort my bodily comfort bodily pleasure enjoyment or happiness. I am not asking for it. Are you asking? All ask bodily comfort, isn't it? We'll ask. No, give me all bodily discomfort. Will you ask? Nobody, all are afraid. No, Baba. Deha sukha. Vidya dhana dhana. and not asking for material education, material knowledge, I will acquire material knowledge. I am not asking for material wealth, material followers. No. Same prayer. Nahi magi sargar mukhya nahi magi. I am not asking for to be elevated to the heavenly planet. No, I don't want. Mukhya nahi magi. I am not asking for liberation. Na kari prarthana kon vibhuti ra lagi. And not also asking for any, per se, opulences, vibhuti. Yes. Nija karma guna dose jeje janma pai, janme janme janatava nama guna gai. A pure devotee is free from all sorts of desires, desires for material enjoyment, desire for material liberation. Only bhavatad bhakti rahetu vidvai, only desire he has. How to develop another devotion at the lotus feet of Krishna. He never disturbs the Supreme Lord to destroy his karmic reaction. No, never disturbs Krishna. Destroy my karmic reaction, he never says like that. Nija karma guna desa jajanma pai, janme janme janatava nama guna gai. Yes, according to my karma, whatever birth I deserve to get, let me get it. Yes. If I deserve to get the birth of a bird, beast, animal, or a worm in the stool, let me deserve, let me get that. Yes, but only one prayer I have. At your lotus feet, Lord, janme janme janatabha nam guna gai. In all births, whatever birth I get, I only chant your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. No other desire I have. Ekamatra asa mamo. Tumar charane ahetuki bhakti hrudaye jage anukshane. It's only prayer I offer. Please grant me a hetuki bhakti, another devotion. How it will be developed in my heart. Please do the needful. Bisoya de prithiyebe asoya amar, seimata prithiyahuk, sarane tumar. I am a great materialistic person. Yes. Gross materialistic person. Yes. I have very strong attachment to this material objects of sense enjoyment. Yes, very strong attachment I have, isn't it? Transform this attachment, the strong attachment I have, towards this objects of sense enjoyment, please transform this that attachment towards your lotus feet. Yes, please do it. He can do it. Yes. That is my prayer. Sampade vipade taha thakuk samabhave dine dine vidhiyog namare prabhave. Let it be fixed. That attachment be fixed. Very strong attachment. Let me develop very strong attachment only towards lotus feet, and let it be fixed at a lotus feet. All conditions, sampada vipade in happiness and distress also. Let it be fixed. Equally, and let it be increased day by day by chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pasupaki hoye taki surgeva niroy, tava bhakti rao bhakti vinod hrudaye. Wherever I may be, in whatever species of life, I may be, in a space of beast or bird, I may be placed in either in heavenly planet or hellish planet, wherever I may be. This is only prayer at your lotus feet, O Lord. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, over this prayer, please grant me all another devotion only. wherever I may be, in whatever body I may be, whatever bath I take, let there be only unalloyed devotion in the heart of Bhaktivinoda, nothing else. Understand? Huh? This is prayer. Only prayer. If you averse prayer, then no other thought will enter into your mind. Huh? Mind will be controlled, all Krishna will be there.
Gauranga balite habe ullaka sarira Balite na yanu bhave nira Hari Hari Balite na yanu bhave nira Ar kabe nitai chande karuna ho ibe Sarova sanamro kobe tuccho hobe
sansarova sanamro kobe tuccho hobe
bisoyo thariya kobe shuddho hobe mono Rahu moro aso
Rupa Rahu nata pare Rahu moro aso
Prathana ko roye sada Narottam daso
Prathana ko
Narottam Das, another Vaishnava Acharya, Mahajan, Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira, Hari Hari balite nayanu vayanira. Uttering name of Gauranga, whole body will be ecstatic. Uttering name of Gauranga, whole body will be ecstatic. Kena, why? 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 Hari Hari balite nayanu bahe nira. He is Lord Hari. But uttering name of Hari, he is thirsty. Gauranga is Hari himself. But uttering name of Hari, he is thirsty. Therefore, he said that he hears of love, premasru munchana. Therefore, if you utter name of Gauranga, whole body will be ecstatic. Yes. আর কবে নিতাই চাঁদের করুণা হইবে সংসার বাসনা আমার কবে তুচ্ছ হবে ওয়েন নিতাই চাঁদ সাবার ইজ মার্সি অন মি দেন অল দিস মেটেরিয়ালস ভেরি স্ট্রং মেটেরিয়াল অ্যাটাচমেন্ট হোয়াট আই হ্যাভ অল দিস ডিজায়ার্স মেটেরিয়াল ডিজায়ার ফর মেটেরিয়াল এনজয়মেন্ট উইল বি কমপ্লিটলি ডিস্ট্রয়েড Without the mercy of the Titan, it will never be destroyed. Cannot be destroyed. begs for the mercy of the Nithai Chand. Yes. When Nithai Chand will be very merciful, his avatar is called as mercy on me and give me a very great kick. Nithai Chand's kick. Kicking required. Yes. His kicking is mercy. Yes. Very strong kick. Then with one kick, completely detached. This material attachment this side, then attachment to Krishna comes to this side. Without the kicking of Nithai Chand, it is not possible at all. The Vaishnava prays for the mercy of Nithai Chand, the kicking of the Nithai Chand. Please kick me. Yes. Visatharya kove suddhove man kove hama herabo srivunnavan. When my mind will be free from all this material contamination, this nasty thoughts of material enjoyment, will be free from this material contamination, nasty thoughts of material enjoyment, then mind will be purified, then I'll be able to see Vrindavana Dham. Otherwise, how can you see Vrindavana Dham? Can you see? With all this dirty heart, dirty mind, filthy mind, contaminated heart, contaminated mind, occupied with the lusty desires. If you enter, go to Vrindavan, what will you see? You see dogs, hogs, monkeys. Yes, they are there in Vrindavan, engaged in sex. Enjoyment of sex. You see that? Oh, you cannot see Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Krishna's dham, very dear dham. Krishna always stays there, never leaves Vrindavan even for one step, he never gets out of it. You can see the beautiful form of Shyam Sundar, transcendental lilas of Krishna. That is Vrindavan. Unless you see it, you are not staying in Vrindavan. Yes. Only seeing the dogs, hawks, monkeys there. Yes. That Prabhupada said in his purport, isn't it? If a mind is not free from this lusty desires, then you'll see Vrindavan only the dogs, hogs, and monkeys. Yes. Yeah, Prabhupada says. Once mind is not purified, however, even in Vrindavan, if one is agitated by lusty desires, so he commits offense, then his life is no better than lives of monkeys and hogs there. Yes. So how can you see Vrindavan? With a dirty heart, dirty mind, filled with lusty desires, you cannot. Therefore, Nathan Das Thakur said, Visacharya kave suddhave mane, kave hama herava sri Vrindavana, and my mind will be completely purified of this metalistic contamination, material contamination. When I will be able to see Vrindavan. Otherwise I cannot able to see Vrindavan. I cannot enter into Vrindavan. No possibility at all. The best forest is to go to Vrindavan and stay there. So how can I go there? How can I stay there? If mind is not free from all the material contaminations of this lusty desires, how can I go there, enter there and stay there? No. You follow? Kripa Raghunatha pade haiva akudi kabe hama bujhavase jugala piradi. When? I will cry at the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, beg for their mercy, then I will be able to understand the conjugal relationship, transcendental, loving conjugal relationship between Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, how can I understand? Dirty mind, filthy mind, materialistic mind, you cannot understand. You understand? The transcendental, loving, conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna cannot understand. There is no tinge of lust there. No tinge of lust. And you have a lusty mind. Mind is completely filled with lusty desires. You cannot understand that Radha Krishna Priti, loving dealings between Radha and Krishna. You cannot. You cannot. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I say, Narottam Das Thakur, prays the mercy, for the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath. Say, when I, catching hold of, clasping tightly the lotus feet of Raghunath Das and Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, cry at their lotus feet, beg for their mercy, then I will be able to understand. You understand? The essential loving dealings between Radha and Krishna. Otherwise I cannot understand. Radha Krishna Prema Leela. Understand? Doesn't matter. Yes. Rupa Raghunatha Padeyohu Maraso Prarthana Karayasana. Oh, Narottam Das. This is Narottam Das Thakur's prayer. Let my mind always fixed at the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunatha. Beg for the mercy. Then I'll be able to understand. Then my mind will be purified, heart will be purified. And I'm able to enter into Vrindavan and stay there. Do Brajavasa, Vrindavan Vasa, otherwise I cannot do. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I will say, praise.
Harihe tomaro je sudho bhakto tomate se anurakto
tomaro je sudho bhakto.
Thank you.